Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I am strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and it's the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost. Join in and let's worship Him together. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And as always, we greet you in Jesus' name. And thank you for worshiping with us today. And if it's convenient, I hope you're telling someone else about our ministry and inviting them to worship with you. And if for some reason the radio time is not convenient, the website is always available, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online, and you just select the date, click on it, and you can worship the Lord with us there. And then also on the website, on the front page, if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card to help the Power of Pentecost to continue on, just click the donate button on the front page. There are no hidden fees or charges. There are no obligations. You don't set up an account. And we do appreciate hearing from you, and I'm notified immediately when you do that. All right, let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. Well, that's a little chorus that we sing from time to time. All right, let's take the Sing His Praise hymnal, and we're going to page 486. Join with us as we sing a great favorite, Old Time Power. Clap your hands and let's sing together. They were in an upper chamber. They were all with one accord. When the Holy Ghost descended, as was promised by our Lord. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Yes, this old from heaven descended, with the sound of rushing wind. Tongues of fire came down upon them, as the Lord said He would send. Sing it now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Yes, this old time power was given to our fathers who were true.
This is promised to believers, and we all may have it too. As we go forth to the harvest, face the overwhelming need. In our own strength we will falter, for thy Spirit now we plead. Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone.
And I think today would be a great day for you to pray that the Lord would baptize you in the Holy Ghost. You may have been praying for some time that the Lord would fill you with His Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, and it just hasn't happened yet. But I remember as a young teenage boy, after I was saved and baptized, I wanted to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And I went to the altar every service. Just as soon as the pastor quit preaching and the altar call was given, I was at the altar. And it took me a little while to get to the place where the Lord could fill me. But I continued going until one September night, on a Sunday night, the Lord baptized me in the Holy Ghost as a young teenage boy. And I want you to know that experience is real and that experience is available. And as Peter said, this promise is unto you and to your children and to all those that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You say, well, preacher, I don't just see it just like you do or believe it just like you do. Well, that's strictly up to you. Let's just believe what the Word of God says. But nevertheless, whether you see it just like I do or not, you know you need to be full of the Spirit of the Lord if you're a Christian and a saint of God. Our precious promise today comes from John 12:26. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Praise the Lord for the Word of God. Let's read one more. Sometimes I'll read a second one. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you today for these great scriptures, and we thank you for the great truths that you have given us. When we read these, Lord, we know that we hear the voice of God speaking to us. And today, Lord, we pray that you will fill us with the Spirit. Lord, there are those that have been seeking the infilling of the Holy Spirit for some time. And I know they've dedicated their lives to Christ, and their blood has washed away their sins, and their new lives in Christ, and their lives have changed, and they're a saved individual, been baptized in water. Yeah, hallelujah. But now, Lord, we're seeking you for that infilling of the Spirit. Peter said this promise was unto you and to your children and to all those that are afar off. Lord, may this be the day today when someone reaches out to you and touches the heart of God, opens their heart, yields to you, and the Holy Ghost comes in like a flood, and they speak in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. Have your way in their hearts and lives. Minister to every need today. Hear and answer every prayer, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Lord, don't let me fail. I want to make the bride. When my way is drear, keep me by thy side. When my way is dark, let me always see something in my life, Lord, that thou hast done for me.
And I'll give you some contact information at the end of the service today. Let's continue worshiping the Lord, page 489. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. Let's continue that in an attitude of worship and prayer and praise.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Lord, in thy presence there's healing divine. No other power can save, but thine. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Thou art welcome in this Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Fill all the hungry and empty within. Restore us, O Father, revive us again. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Thou art welcome in this place.
And you've been worshiping with us on the power of Pentecost. And we certainly want the Holy Spirit to be welcome in this place. We'll sing that again in just a moment. Send any mail, cards, letters, checks, money orders, gifts, however you would like to do it, to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And then the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Until you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou